everyone, and welcome to the Turbulence Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Janae, and tonight we get to hear from a guest who has had it up to here with being single. She's given it an honest effort and claims to be done with it all. Is the dating game really that bad? To help me dive into this conversation on singlehood, I've invited the beautiful Samantha Everett, also known as the Queen of Vacations. Hey, Samantha, and thanks for joining me.
Hello.
Can you give our audience just a peek into who you are and what it is that you do within the travel space?
Well, I am a travel host, so I take people all over the world and make sure that they have a really good time. We have a trip coming up in Barbados that we're running again. Last year was amazing, so we decided to do it for a second time, and we might just like keep doing it every year, but I've done South Africa, and I have a trip coming up in Egypt. So yeah, that's what I do. And I'm also a photographer and a visual artist and a designer.
Yes, she takes beautiful pictures, and you are an amazing artist. I wanted to give you that compliment before we go ahead and get started. For those who are listening, me and Samantha met at the Audacity Fest, but she was so busy that I wasn't really able to chat with her. So I'm happy we get a chance to talk.
That whole week was such a whirlwind.
I bet. It seemed like a lot, but it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, there were only four planning that event, and there were 600 attendees, so you can just imagine. But we had an amazing time. Next year is going to be in New York, and it's probably going to be about 1,500 people. Like, it's just going to be a really great space to like meet other travelers of color.
I'm super excited about that. Being in New York, in the Mecca, and the hub, I feel like it's going to be popping. I'm super excited.
It is.
Can you just give us a brief description of what the Audacity Fest is and why you think people should attend it?
Well, it's a conference for travelers of colors, of color. It was made specifically for us, by us. You'll have speakers talking about all different things, adventure travel, budget travel, thing about the travel lifestyle. There's different tourism boards there. Your favorite travel bloggers will be there, photographers. It's just, and then look, there's also a marketplace. So there's opportunity to shop from like different vendors. Like we have a vendor from Tanzania there every year. It's a good time.
Yes, I definitely think that if you are interested in traveling just as a traveler, or if you're interested in switching over to more of like the business side of traveling, maybe being a travel influencer, there's a lot of things that you can learn. So let's just go ahead and dive right into this chat on singlehood, Samantha. So,
oh Lord,
you've been very vocal on your Instagram page about dating and the ups and the downs. So how long have you been single?
Well, I say I've been single for over 10 years. My best friend disagrees because she says that if it's longer than like 2 months, it counts. And I say that does not count. That's dating. That's not a relationship.
Well, what do you think single means?
I think single means that you don't have that title, that, you know, commitment, that person that you're talking to or seeing every single day. You're just with them, they're just with you. I mean, if you're in a poly relationship, then maybe there's other people involved, but generally, traditionally, it's just two people in a committed relationship.
I think some people have it a little bit twisted, though. Like, they think that just because you're single, you know, that you don't date, or you haven't been going on dates, or you don't have like a little friend or something, you know, like, I agree with you. Like, being single is a commitment thing. It means that you have no commitments to anyone else. Would you agree?
I do agree. And I wish I had a friend. I don't even have a friend. I'm gone too often. Like, I have one person in particular that like will just text me, "Hey, are you back in town?" I'm like, for 2 days, and one of those days already passed. So I can see you tomorrow, or I can see you in like 6 weeks.
Yeah, I feel like most of us have that one person, you know, who kind of just comes back and forth and is here for you. Because it's the same thing for me. Like, I'm gone pretty often, but I do have, you know, a friend, you know, who I hang out with when I am here. When do you think was like your real last date? Like, when was the last time you had like a real date? It's been a minute, huh?
Yeah, I gotta think that long. I also have a horrible memory, so I totally forgot a 6 month. I guess it's a relationship. Like, I was seeing three other people when I met him, but going on into it, like, it just kind of fell off. But we never got to like the boyfriend girlfriend like label and like stamp. That's why I don't even consider that as a relationship. But I was telling my best friend in a conversation, oh my God, I haven't been with anybody in like a whole year. She's like, you just forgot about that whole person.
Damn.
Yeah,
Wow.
it has been a minute since I've been on a legit date. I go on a lot of friend dates. Like, I have a lot of gay guy friends. So, like, I just went to a really nice restaurant this week, but he's married to a man, so it was a date, but we looked great. But
Of course, right? I feel like the dating scene right now is just whack. Like, I've been looking at your Instagram captions, and every time I look at something, like she, for those who are listening, she calls it like single as fuck. Okay, that's what she says, and I'm like, yes, like that's how I feel too. I also haven't been on like a real date, and I want to say about from maybe 6 months now. And I know, but first off, like first, I want to say that we know that there are amazing men out there. Like that's a misconception that people have. Like as a black woman, like we know that there are amazing black men out there. It's just like I think they know that there's not that many of them.
I actually think there's a lot of them. I have the converse problem, and I think the people that I'm trying to swipe with also have the same problem, that when you have 20 people in your inbox, it just never makes it to that date. Like, maybe out of the 20, three make it into your phone and you text each other. And then one makes it to a telephone call. And then that telephone call is like dry as fuck. And
Hell yeah.
then you're starting back over again and you just get exhausted. So maybe another one out of that 20 would have been like the one, but you have the hurdle of, are you a good texter? Are they a good texter? Are they actually on the app that much? Are you on the app that much? Are there, 18 other people on their line as well? Like, it's a lot right now. I just want to meet somebody in the grocery store. Like, I'm still
Right?
holding out.
Right? You just want to walk Home Depot. That's where my aunt said that she said, you better go to Home Depot. I'm like, please. I thought
It's
that was
true.
hilarious. Well, since we're talking about apps, what do you think are like the characteristics of these popular apps? Because I know we got like Tinder, Bumble, OkCupid, but I feel like they're very different.
Yeah, I feel like Tinder's the OG, and that's the travel app. So it's the only one really used internationally. And then Bumble is for white folks. People who like to
Oh.
date white folks. It's true. And Hinge is actually pretty good for us. I have seen
Really?
them. Yeah, I didn't even know Hinge existed. My friend's like, oh yeah, I met my boyfriend on Hinge. And I met her boyfriend. I was like, oh, he's normal and cute and quirky and perfect for you. Okay, I'm gonna try this. And I saw a lot of the same people I saw on Bumble and Tinder,
Of
but
course.
there were other people that I hadn't seen, and a lot more. I didn't have to swipe through so many other people before I got to some black guys, because I will date interracially, but my preference is black men.
Same. Well, what is Hinge? Is that like, does it have like a special thing where like the girls message the guys like Bumble, or is it like, what is it?
I think it expires like Bumble. So like on Bumble, you have 24 hours to message somebody. Like, the girl has to message first. But
Oh, okay.
on Hinge, either of you have to message within 24 hours or something like that, or else it just like goes into the abyss.
Were you able to get a date out of Hinge?
Did I? No, I mean, I haven't been on a date in so long, so no.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You did say
But
that.
what happens to me, I bump into people in real life that I've seen on the app and talked to on the app, and it's like, hey,
Is it
person.
awkward?
It's usually, I usually make it awkward. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. I am awkward, so I make it awkward.
Well, what do you think is like the real issue in like this millennial dating era of like situationships and friends with benefits? Like, what do you think is really going on? Like, is you think it's going to be like this for the next decade? Like, something's got to give.
I think it's just ADD, and then the grass is greener. Like, we can see so many more pastures now that we couldn't see before. You know, maybe you could just see over to your neighbor's yard, but now you can see the yard, you know, in Thailand. And you're like, ooh, that guy over there moved to Thailand. He's an entrepreneur. Bubble. And it's like, there's nobody like that here. I need to go to Thailand. And it's like, no. Get with Rodney down the street. Like, you'll be good. And
Rodney. Okay, you better get with Rodney down the street.
but
That
nobody
was
wants
funny.
Rodney anymore because, you know, Tyree is over there in Thailand living his best life. And you're like, I want to go and be on his yacht. Like, you know.
Have you had any experience dating overseas? I'm sure you have.
Oh yes, I definitely have.
What country do you think has like the men who are like really into like the black women?
I don't know. I haven't been to any of them.
No. Okay.
I'm joking. Definitely Italy, known for liking black women. You know, the continent, of course, they like black women. Some places you can go and they want to date white girls because, you know, the novelty is always in demand. But generally, I get like a good vibe in predominantly black countries. Asia, not so much, because yeah, no. Good for men,
You
but not for women.
well, speaking of overseas, last time I looked at your Instagram, I was scrolling and I saw this beautiful photo with you in between these two gorgeous Jamaican men. So let's talk about that for a second. So now what was going on?
I needed to get into the beach for free.
Okay, do tell.
Yeah, so Frenchman's Cove Beach is a privately owned beach, and it costs $10 to get in, $20 if you're a foreigner. And I was just like, I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay. So I paid the first day, even though my Airbnb host was like, you should have just called me, girl. Like, I would have called them and you wouldn't have to pay. But so I went in and I was just talking to, you know, the staff and the lifeguards, and I was like, what can I do to just be able to show up here tomorrow and be good? And one of the lifeguards was like, oh, I'll take the dude at the front and just, you know, when you come, just call me. And so I came back the next day. And so since he was like really nice that first day, like he didn't try and hit on me or anything. He was just being like a gentleman, just a nice guy. And then so we just started hanging out. Of course, by day two, he starts hitting on me. And then his cousin was there and I had already taken pictures the first day. And then he didn't have his lifeguard uniform on the first day. And I really wanted to get pictures of them in their uniform, just like the dark skin with the red and then the blue of the ocean, because I was in Jamaica to take pictures. And they're both very handsome. And so I,
Yes,
you
they
know,
are. Yes, they are.
yeah, they are. And they're really nice guys. And it's funny, like, the dark skin one gets clocked. People are like, oh, you know so and so. I saw him when I went to the beach. Yeah, he tried to hit on me too. So it's like Jamaican men will hit on anything walking by sometimes. Yeah. But he also lived near a waterfall that I wanted to go to. So he was like, oh, I'm off. The next day, I'll take you to the waterfall. I'll show you around because I wasn't signing up for any tours. I didn't want to pay $100 to go do something that only costs $15. And so when he offered to take me, I was like, sure, yeah, let's go. So I ended up spending like 2.5 days with him. The other guy, he's like very quiet, kind of, not shy, but just quiet. And he probably had to work that day, so like he didn't come with us. But yeah, that's it's not a very exciting story. I mean, we did like kiss in the waterfall and stuff, but
What? It's not an exciting story, but you kissed under a waterfall.
but I
That
ended up.
sounds pretty exciting
I
to me.
it would have been exciting if I really liked him, but I was 34 and he was like 20.
Hey, Jane, nothing but a number.
Listen, and R. Kelly is in jail,
Oh,
so.
damn. Damn. Okay, let me step back. Do you feel like it's like a big difference between dating in the States and like dating abroad?
I feel like in the States, I feel like people are so conditioned to apps and stuff now that they, and the whole like no catcalling and don't say the wrong thing to women and don't be a misogynistic pig. Like guys just don't know how to approach, or they just are like over it. Versus abroad, like you'll get catcalled all day, and they'll if they want to talk to you, they will talk to you. Which is, and they will buy you a drink and they will actually ask you out. Like, yeah.
Do you also notice a difference between like in the States, East Coast versus down South versus West Coast?
I haven't dated on the West Coast. I do have friends that they like do not like it. Black women, they don't like the whole dating scene there. They say, you know, there are more black people in on the East Coast just because, you know, slavery. So it is, I feel like it's easier. I personally, being from the South, I prefer a Southern guy. So I think that's another reason why I was single for so long, because I lived in Manhattan and I don't really like city guys. So I like me a nice
Really?
simple, I like me a nice simple man. And my friends are gonna be like, you're crazy.
Well, what do you think you've learned from dating in the past 10 years?
Avoid fuckboys like the plague.
Oh,
It's
yes, Lord. How
and
do you scope out a fuckboy, though?
because it's you just it's that feeling of uneasiness. If you have that like stomach flip and I don't know if he's gonna call and I don't know if he likes me. That's like them manipulating your mind to like chase after them, and that's like fuckboy entrapment 101. Like they get you by acting like they don't want you, if that makes sense. But they act like they want you, but not really. And they're
Like
there, but not really.
they get you in the beginning. Like I feel like fuckboys, like they know how to be charming. They know how to give you what you want, you know, to reel you in.
But see, I
But
start
then,
telling them what I want.
really?
Yeah. When you have that, oh, what do you want in a guy? Figure it out.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Because when you give somebody the blueprint, they will follow it as long as they can. You gave them the key to the king, the lock code. And then you wonder how they picked the lock because you gave them the lock code.
You damn right,
Yeah.
huh?
Versus just getting to know them and being like, you know, I have what I like. And I tell them the basics. I need trust, communication, and honesty. And I like humor. You can't fake being funny. If you're not funny, you're not funny. If you're a liar, you're a liar. Like those are things that are like about yourself in order to fit this mold to be with somebody. But the other one's like, I like somebody who calls and texts, and you know, some you need to open the door. And no, I'm not telling you all those little things is gonna, you know, get me ready to go, because you're gonna do all of it. I'm gonna be ready to go, and then you're like, gotcha, bitch, and then you can stop doing all that stuff.
Communication is so important.
Yeah.
Like I can't do the whole like I'm too busy to text you back. Like you are not that busy to not text me a whole day. Like that's for me, I'm done. Oh, that's a turn
Yeah.
off for
Yeah,
me.
that was the last fuckboy I talked to. We're supposed to go on our third date. I'm texting one, can't wait to see you later. Like, okay, cool. And then texting something else and then no response all day. I'm not texting you again. Like, we already have plans. I already texted you twice. If you don't respond to the second text, like, you respond to the first one and not the second one, I'm not texting you again. Like, the next text needs to be, when do you want me to pick you up? And I didn't get that, so I just let it rock. And I went about my day, and then we ended up at the same event, and he's on his phone.
Stop.
In front of my face. And then walks over to me like, hey. I'm like, hey, fuck you.
Like, get out of my face. For real, you wasting my time. I could be doing so many other things.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, are you traveling currently?
I am trying my best not to.
Not to?
So hard. Yes. I have to get my real life order. Like, vacation is vacation, but I need to figure out what my next steps are in life, and I can't do that. It's like, I want to go to Carnival next month, and I'm like, yeah, I can go to Brazil and I can work on downtime, and if I have my computer here, it's the same as having it there. Bullshit. When I go to Brazil, I'm not looking at nobody's computer.
Nobody's emails, nothing. I'm turning up.
Mm-mm. I'm not making no documents. I'm not sending no proposal, nothing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Samantha. That's all we have time for today. I appreciate the real talk. Can you let our listeners know where they can find you and where they can get more information on your trip?
You can find me on Instagram. I have my website, but if you want to reach me and you want to like keep up with me, check me out, The Queen of Vacations on IG, and it's The THE Queen of Vacations. Don't forget the S.
Got it. All right. I'll see you at the next Audacity Fest, Samantha.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.